This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser.
Ready to beat Migs. I know Zach from Tacoma is. Zach, are you there?
I am here.
I'm Sarah, your host, and it's time for you to get out of here, Steve.
Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Zach has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Let's do it, Sarah.
The Colosseum is located in what Italian city?
Rome.
Yes. Prince sang about a little red what?
Riding Hood?
No.
Wait. Prince? A beret?
No.
Little Red? Oh, pass.
Who played the Joker in the 2016 movie Suicide Squad?
That was Leto? Jared Leto?
Correct. What video game company trademarked the phrase, "It's on like Donkey Kong"?
That's got to be Nintendo, right?
It is, yes. What president had an affair with Monica Lewinsky?
Ooh, Clinton.
Yes. Two planets have no moons, Mercury and what other?
Ooh, your anus?
No.
Mercury and Venus?
Yes. Quincy Jones had 7 children with how many different women?
Ooh, 7?
No.
6?
No.
3?
Oh, no. Beginning with T, what is the real first name of Jack Black?
Ooh, Jack Black. Terrence?
No.
Tracy?
No.
Theodore?
No. Zach out of 8. You got to 8 questions, so I liked his response.
That's okay. It's not
bad. Ooh. I think it's going to be kind of close.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I think it's going to be close.
Yeah? We're rooting for you, Zach Attack.
What does Danny think?
Thanks, guys.
That's more important.
No one cares what Danny thinks. Don't ask him.
Steve Miggs cares about what Danny thinks.
Steve's going to win.
Oh, wow.
Steve Miggs, and I approve that message.
I thought we were done with that today, Steve.
Right?
One last one. I'm sorry. I had to get it out of my system.
Steve, are you ready?
Yes! Yes! Yes!
The Colosseum is located in what Italian city?
I was going to say Los Angeles. Vatican City.
No.
Rome.
Yes. Prince sang about a little red what?
Rocket.
No!
Corvette, I had to. I'm sorry.
Correct. Who played the Joker in the 2016 movie Suicide Squad?
Oh, Joaquin Phoenix?
No.
Jared Leto.
Correct. What video game company trademarked the phrase, "It's on like Donkey Kong"?
Nintendo.
Yes. What president had an affair with Monica Lewinsky?
He did not. Bill Clinton.
Yes. Two planets have no moons, Mercury and what other?
That would be Uranus, Sarah.
No.
Mercury and Venus?
What? Yes. Huh? Quincy Jones had 7 children with how many different women?
7.
No.
8.
No.
I'm going to go 5.
What? Yes. Beginning with T, what is the real first name of Jack Black?
Thomas?
Yes. The United Kingdom is made up of England, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and what?
France.
No.
I don't know. New Zealand.
No.
Pass.
Gosh, I really...
My luck ran out.
I literally, I was just about to stop, giving you questions because I was just so, how is he this lucky?
It's annoying.
It is.
Smart is the word. Thank you, Dan.
You're welcome.
Well, you did get 8 correct, which is a win, 8-5. Sorry, Zach.
That's right. He's too good.
He's too good.
Thank you, Zach. Much love to you.
Oh my gosh, that was...
Makes me want to throw up in my mouth.
I know,
a little
it kind of. I literally was just going to like give up. I was like, he's going to
That's
guess.
A you problem.
I'm shocked that you got Thomas, you got Venus.
Well, Thomas seemed like, I mean, think of a first name that starts with, a name that starts with the letter T.
Zach named 3 T names, and none of them were Thomas.
We're not talking about Zach, we're talking about Steve right now.
Oh, boy. No,
of course we are. The only one you did not get, the United Kingdom is made up of England, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and...
Wales?
Yes.
Boom.
Nice.
Well, congrats, Steve, on beating Zach.
We have Live Night coming back on December 13th at Showbox Soda. We only get together with the Rockaholics a few times a year, and this is one of those opportunities, Steve.
And this one's one of my favorites because it's just a pure cluster F. Like, things that you think can't go wrong will go wrong. It's just a lot of fun just because we're just kind of working without a safety net. Everything's done live, from the music, the sound effects, the production. Everything is just kind of performed there live, and it's a lot of fun just, you know, just hanging out with the Rockaholics. And we have Walter Jones from the Seattle Seahawk legend. He's going to join us as well. It's going to be a party.
And you can be an esteemed member of the audience by getting your tickets now over at KISW.com. We have a dear friend of the show who is going through some massively tough times. And we were hoping, Rockaholics, that you could help us out. We will explain what's going on after Pearl Jam.
The Daily Mix Show.
Migs, I want you to talk about the thing that you brought to our attention, something that you saw on social media, and you were hoping that we could reach out to the Rockaholics for a little help with.
No, we've done this in the past where it's like, hey, just randomly, if we could get people together to donate some money to a great cause. And in the past, it was like for Motley Zoo, and the Rockaholics stepped up huge. So I was kind of hoping that, and this is a different one. It's a unique one. I get if people don't have the money or just can't spring for it, that totally makes sense. I know that we're in a world where money issues are for everybody, and I think we're all struggling at times when it comes to just being able to get by. But one of our friends who does so much for our show, for our station, and it's just an all-around great guy for the local music scene, is hitting some tough times. And you'll probably smack me upside my head if you knew that I was doing this, but I think it would be really great if we could surprise him with some random acts of generosity and kindness. So Glenn Cannon, who has played with me and my band, he's also been in Windowpane, Glenn Cannon and The Damage Done. He's also a massive part of the New Originals and does all the stuff for KSW behind the scenes and helps us with Live Night. He'll be there for Live Night.
Oh, yeah.
He's just a very giving person. And on top of that, he's the type of guy that'll take his shirt off he literally will take his shirt off of his body to give it to somebody if they needed it. I've also seen him help people when their car or their motorcycle's broken down. He'll go there and help them when it's raining outside. And he's never asked for a favor in return. And I just recently saw that him and his wife were just going through some tough times financially. And his wife and his father-in-law or her father just recently passed away. And she has to go travel a lot now in order to deal with the estate stuff. And I know what that's about. Mm-hmm. And I know it's not cheap. And it could definitely, you know, I mean, right now I'm still trying to recover from everything that's gone on with my dad financially and trying to get by, but fortunately able to pay my bills. And they're not in that situation right now because she has a new job. Glenn also is now selling some of his prized possessions, like guitar stuff, his Harley Davidson, and it just breaks my heart. And so I was hoping, because I saw a lot of people, his wife set up a GoFundMe to try and help deal with some of these costs, because right now they're just struggling and it's tough. And I was just kind of hoping that maybe the Rockaholics, if they're able to, can donate a couple bucks, $5, $10, I mean, whatever you got. If you know Glenn, you know what kind of person this guy is, and it would be so appreciated. And if anyone could just step up and donate a couple of dollars, that would mean a lot to me, but I think it would mean a lot to him and his wife as they're trying to deal with the passing of someone that they love and now the financial repercussions because of that.
And I know that on the Daily Mix social media pages, we have shared the GoFundMe. Daily is spelled without an I, Daily Mix Show. Find us and you can make a donation to help Glenn and his wife get through this. This is just something that you wouldn't wish on anyone.
And I just love for them to wake up this morning. Everyone's got their, and I get it. Everyone's got their issues, money right now. And it's a tough time. But if you're able to, and it would just mean a lot to know that they could wake up this morning and be like, oh, crap, okay, this has been this is a little less difficult for us right now because, you know, they just saw massive amounts of donations. So, like I said, a couple dollars goes a long way.
Absolutely. Now, I also want to ask for help, but it is not in the financial way. I need some advice, maybe, Steve Miggs.
Okay.
And maybe anyone else that's a parent out there that has gone through this. I took Barrett to the dentist yesterday, and he did great. We have come a long way because the dentist has been a place of complete meltdown disaster.
Do you go to a dentist that has, like, all the fun stuff for the kids?
Oh, yeah. He was watching Bolt, the movie Bolt, yesterday while he was doing it, and they're... They treat him differently than they treat the other children because he was so difficult a couple times that they allow him to pick two prizes from the prize drawer
he instead has to be of just super, one. He has to be pretty difficult for them to be like, you know what, just the look on your face answers that question. Never mind.
Oh my God. He's like, I got two prizes and all the other kids only get one.
I was rewarded for my awful behavior.
It's awful. So but what we learned yesterday is that his palate is not quite expanding out as much as they would like it to. It's kind of a little bit too narrow for his adult teeth that will be coming in before too long to have enough room. So they're already worried about overcrowding in his mouth. And so they want him to get one of those kind of like a mouth guard that he will sleep with.
Is that to hope to stretch his mouth?
To help his mouth expand a little bit.
Okay.
And I am just wondering, like, is it in the realm of possibility to get a 5-year-old to wear a night guard?
Dude, good luck.
Right?
I don't know how you get. I mean, I'm just thinking about Tatum. And if it's not like... I remember whenever she's sick, you know how they have those little snot suckers?
Oh, yeah.
It's like as if we're stabbing her when we try and use one of those things. Oh, no. She freaks the living hell out. So I can't even imagine trying to put a mouth guard in her mouth when she goes to bed. She would take it out by the time we leave the room.
That's what I'm thinking. So, or am I going to have to wait for him to fall asleep and then just shove it in there or something? I don't know.
I feel like that would wake him up.
Right? So now we have to watch this. We have to watch like an hour-long tutorial and go back in 2 weeks and get him hopefully fitted for this thing. But the guy already has such a problem with the dentist that I'm not sure if this is going to go well for him.
It definitely isn't going to make him like the dentist more.
And of course, they're talking about that this will help hopefully offset any like orthodontic things that he might need later. But I'm like, oh, he's 5. I'm very worried about this.
Is it something that he absolutely has to do? I mean, I feel like they probably have experience in like kids that are that age and had to wear this. Or can you cross that bridge again when he's a little bit older and understands what's going on?
Well, they said this is like mostly for kids in the like 3 to 6 age range, and he's 5. So, I mean, we'll see. I'm not feeling great about it, though.
Well, it's funny you say that because Lily is also on the braces train. And she's going to need braces at some point, but she's 10. She hasn't even lost all of her adult teeth yet. And she's like, Dad, I want braces. Now, being somebody who just went through braces, I am like, you know, I think you should probably wait.
Just hold off.
Just hold on a few years because you're not. She freaks out when you take a Band-Aid off of her. Like, yeah. It's the same kind of thing. I'm like, there's no way you're going to enjoy metal cutting up your mouth for the next 2-3 years. And she's just like, I want braces. And I'm like, you know what? Big deal with it.
I mean, Tatum's only 5, but like right now, like it's just baby teeth. But I'm like looking at her teeth. I'm like, she's probably gonna need braces. Oh, and I'm like, man, I should probably start saving right now.
Yeah. Yep.
Because I've heard stories of those not being very cheap.
Not at all.
Yeah.
Yesterday, if you were listening, you probably heard us chatting about our friend Sarah and if she ended up going to an election watch party last night.
Yes.
She did, kind of. We're going to tell you.
It's the most Sarah thing ever, of course.
Yeah. It certainly is. We're going to tell you what happened at 7:20.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Our friend Sarah never really needs any crazy excuse to go out for a party. And Sarah, you were invited to an election party last night. Did that end up happening?
Well, the party part did. I actually ended up convincing everyone, hey, instead of like going to someone's house to watch it, let's go to a bar.
Okay.
So they all
to be around everybody, to be around all the Americans.
Yeah. And I purposely picked a bar with a lot of TVs. So we got to this bar. There's seriously probably like 20 TVs. And none of them were playing the election.
You mean there wasn't wall-to-wall coverage of the election at a bar?
Well, instead they were playing a Mariners game. And I was like so confused for a second. I was like, didn't the World Series just happen? And they're like, yeah, it's a rerun. And I was like, they're playing a rerun Mariners game instead of the election.
Because that's more exciting than election coverage.
Maybe that was their way of making a statement. They're true to the blue. And they're like, it's a blue state. We'll play the Mariners game. No, probably not.
It was so funny.
Did the Mariners win last night?
I think they did. They were also playing like a rerun NFL game. And I was like, is this from last Sunday? Or
mind blown, man. Here's a conspiracy theory. I saw it because you sent a screenshot of the Mariners game. It was against the Cincinnati Reds. True to the blue versus the Reds. It was like their own way of like being like, do you think Root Sports did that as like a little...
They probably did.
A little subtle joke. Like, hey, we'll have... The Mariners were blue versus the Reds.
Ooh.
Crazy.
I don't know. I didn't think that too much into it. I was just very confused. I was like, did baseball season start already?
What did you eat? What did you drink?
Oh, my gosh. We went here because Tuesday, they have all-day happy hour. I had nachos, French fries, tacos, and 3 or 4 glasses of wine.
Ooh.
All less than $30.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, that's actually, that's a great deal.
$3 glasses of rosé. It's Bellevue, which is shocking.
I like how you looked at it. It's like, it's Bellevue.
She's
like,
very fancy.
Your kind, Steve, are not welcome here, so don't even bother going. Well,
I was just shocked that, because I've never seen happy hour deals that good, and let alone in Bellevue, I was shocked.
Like, they got to be losing money on that.
So was anyone else there to enjoy the election? Did you eventually get the election put on the TVs?
Eventually, maybe like an hour or two while we were there, one of the TVs did turn to the election.
Funny part, you have to wait until after the bars are closed to actually get the end results of the election, because I think it wasn't until like 2 a.m. when they made the announcement.
Right, and then one of my friends just kept kind of like refreshing her phone, and I was like, dude, you got to put your phone down.
Speaking of phones, did any of you, well, maybe not you Android lady over there, but my iPhone friends, did your phone automatically just add a tally on which states or which electoral votes were going to which president?
No.
Wait, what do you mean? Add it where?
So like on my phone at the very top, you know, how you have like the Verizon, you have like whether or not you're on iFi, how many bars you have.
Sure.
Like where that little black little circle is.
Yeah.
On one side, it had a blue thing with numbers on it. On the other side, it had a red thing with numbers on it. And it was constantly updating who had the most electoral votes.
Steve, do you work for the government?
I have no idea. I didn't do anything to make that happen. And I even showed it to my wife. I'm like, do you got this going on? She's like, no.
It's probably an app you have.
What app? The electoral vote counter app? I don't know. I couldn't get it to stop.
Because the only time mine does that is like when I like I have like the MLS app. So like Sounders games, it'll show me the score like that. But I've never seen that with like, I didn't get that last night.
I wish I would have screenshot it so you guys could see it. Because I was going to send it to you guys. I'm like, do you guys have this going on too? Because I'll be honest with you, the craziest part was I was like looking at my phone. And I'm like, well, now I'm like kind of invested in what's going on. I ended up watching the election coverage when I said it wasn't because my phone kept giving me updates. Oh my
God. That is so wild. Never have I heard of such a thing ever.
So strange.
Hmm. A lot of times we end up talking about bands whose first album is their best album. You know, like Appetite for Destruction, the Blue album from Weezer. But what about the times where their last album is their best effort? We're going to tell you about this after Bon Jovi.
The Daily Mix Show. The Daily Mix Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.